Okay, says the Gemara. Lama gimel lama beis. So the Gemara is discussing basically how is it possible that you pay tashlumin on knas. After all, you get malchus also. So Gemara says Rish Lakish Amar Homani Reb Meir. It follows Reb Meir Amar that says Leiku Meshalim. Reb Meir holds that you can get malchus and you pay as well. So even though Elu Nari Sheshlem Knas, you pay Tashlumin, you pay Knas, but you get malchus also because the Meir holds Leiku Meshalim. So Gemara says Reb Meir, if that's the case, Afilo Bitoy Nami. So then somebody is Baal Bitoy, where the Gemara said there's no Knas. Because Einoi Mesu Mishalein, which is Kimle B'Ramine, which means you don't pay Knas because you get killed. So if you hold like a mayor, then if he says Leiku Mishalein, you can get Knas and Malchus, you can pay and get Malchus, you should also be able to pay and get Nisa. So Gemara says, V'chitim Red Meir Leiku Mishalein, Islei Mesu Mishalein, Leslei, if you tell me that Red Meir holds, that you get Malchus and payment, you can do. But mis and payment you don't do, because they hold kamle v'ramine. It's not true. V'lois. He said, was that so? But Tanya, we learned in the Braisa, gonav v'tovach v'shabbos. Gonav v'tovach l'avoydes kechovim. Gonav sharanisko l'tvachoy. Misham tashlum abov v'chamisho. Dib Reb Meir. Reb Meir says that if you steal and you shecht on Shabbos. So now when you steal and you shecht, you chayev dalet v'hei. But it happened on Shabbos. You shechted on Shabbos. Shechting on Shabbos, what's halacha? Yechai misa. Says Reb Meir, you're potter. There's a mayor, you pay yechayev. You pay dalet vei. So what do you see if you pay dalet vei, even though you get misa? Clearly Reb Meir holds that even meis, umishalim, you get misa and you pay as well. Chachamim poitrim. Chachamim say you're potter. Fine. Kimle b'lam minei. But Reb Meir says, you're telling me you follow Reb Meir that says you get pay money and you get malchus, well, pay money and get death also, because if you steal it and you shecht it on Shabbos, the halacha is that you pay dal vei. We don't say kam levi raminei. So Gemara says, "Ha'id ma'alom Rabbi Yaakov and Rabbi Yochanan, v'amri lo." Hello.
Yeah, hi. I'm trying to get in.
Yeah, can't get in. Can't get in. Says the Gemara, Hoyt Maralom, Reb Yaakov, Reb Yechanon. Reb Yaakov says in the name Reb Yechanon, of Amulom, Reb Yemo, Reb Shimon, Reb Lokish, Reb Abin, Reb Eloi, Vechol, Chaburos, give and take a sheet. Mishmeid, Reb Yechanon, Amri. They all say in the name of Reb Yechanon that the case that we're talking about over here, which means our scenario whereby, Yossi, quick synopsis. Our scenario whereby the Gemara says, if you gonav v'tovach b'Shabbos, if you steal and you shecht on Shabbos, you pay dalet v'hei, right? Even though you chayv misa, because you shecht on Shabbos, it should become levid raminei. That scenario that you pay dalet v'hei, you know what we're talking about? Amri b'tevach al adei acher. I don't shecht it. I give it to somebody else to shecht. So therefore, that person is chayv misa. I didn't have chayv misa, I didn't shecht it. But I pay dalet vehei. So that's the case where I pay dalet vehei. It's not bad because I get misa, because I didn't shecht it. My shliach shechted it. My shliach shechted, he gets misa. I pay dalet vehei. That's Reb Meir's case. So Gemara says, what do you mean? The other guy does davere, he shechts. He steals and shechts, right? He does tivichu mechira. And I'm chayv to pay? Amarav, amarachmona, yes. Because it says, etvochoy mechoroy, ma mechira al de'acher, av tivichu al de'acher. Says Mitzvah and Mechorah, just like Rashi says, just like Mechiri Efshe Aladei Acher Shalokeach Lekhem Imenu, just like when you sell it, you need a partner to sell it to. So the nature of Tvichu Mechira that you pay Dalvei is through somebody else, because you need a partner to be there on the receiving end to do the Mechira. So to the Gemara learns Tvichu Aladei Acher, which means that even though generally we have a concept of Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira, which I tell somebody do my Shliach to do an Aveira, then it doesn't relate back to me. The Gemara says, by Tvichu Mechira, Shliach L'Dvar Aveira. So therefore, Shliach L'Dvar Aveira, if I tell him to Shecht for me, so if I tell him to Shecht for me, I'm Chayv to pay, Dalet Vei, Ma Mechiel De'acher, Av Tvichel De'acher. And so much so, if I tell him to Shecht for me on Shabbos, so he's Chayv Misa, because he Shechted on Shabbos, But I, the dalad of the hay part, that part we say, yesh liach l'dvar aveira, it's like I shechted it, and therefore I pay dalad vehay, and that's a Meir's case.
So if you shechted, why aren't you guilty for Shabbos?
You are guilty for Shabbos. Who, the shliach or the mishalech?
The
mishalech. Mishalech, because on Shabbos there's no concept of shliach dvar aveira.
But you said shchita is that concept.
I know, but shchita by gneva, we say, it relates back, the payment, or the chiyuv relates back to the mishalech. But not the chilul Shabbos part. So who's chayiv on the chilul Shabbos? The shliach. I'm going to ask you another question, the opposite question, the why is the tzvicha, we're going to get to in a minute. But in other words, the shliach did the chilul Shabbos, that's not my shliach, but the mishaleach did the tzvicha mechira, and therefore, even if it happened on Shabbos, there's a case that you have to pay dalvei, and there's no kum levadamine, because I'm not chayiv nis anyway, that's what the Gemara says. Not more than that.
We said a
chakira whether it's a din on the Bezdin can have two punishments.
That one Maisa can't generate two punishments, or that Bezdin can't give out two punishments. Bezdin is giving out two punishments.
But only maybe only for the same person. Bezdin can't give out two punishments. Meaning I can't get, no, that was a chakira. A chakira was that when I get punished, when Bezdin can't give out two punishments means that I am guilty of something, I cannot get, I'm not Bezdin. Yeah, for the old and beginning we said Bezdin. But not really on Bezdin, meaning that I cannot get two punishments, or when I did the big Avera and the small Avera, so the punishment is the big Avera, because all I look is that you did a big Avera. Why would I be against that?
Because you would get two punishments.
But it's two separate Maisas.
One Maisa. One Maisa Tzvicha.
Okay. All right. I want to think about that. No Pashut. Okay. Anyway, that's what Gemara says, and over here, Yechayev. What's the name? Yechayev to pay Dalvei. By the way, if you want to see it codified in the Rambam, turn to the next page. The Rambam says, Vav, Osa shliach lishchait loy, if you made a shliach to shecht for you the gneva, v'shochad loy hashliach b'shabbos, and he went ahead and he shechted it on Shabbos, halacha Vav, harei aganav chayev v'tashlum me'abo v'chamisha. Why? The ganav did not do something that is chayv misan, because after all, he didn't do it, the shliach did it. So therefore, dalet vehei yochayev, because the shliach ledvar avere am chayev, and he went and did a Shabbos, so there's no kamli ramenei. The Rambam codifies this Gemara very clearly in halacha. So that's what's your aura on the Rambam. Well, slow down. That's the beginning of the shir. Very good. So now, the Rambam, or the Tur actually says in 1a, turn back to the sheet of 1a, the Tur says in 1a, that this halacha of, let's go back to the Rambam, we just saw. The way the Rambam says the halacha over here, Yisrael Seth, also known Yisrael HaMuchun Seth, points out very correctly so, that the Rambam doesn't say that I made him a shliach to shecht on Shabbos. Right? I didn't tell him, on Shabbos, go shecht this now. I took the gneva and I gave it to my shliach and said, go shecht it. And he went ahead, and on Shabbos he went and shechted it. So then we said, the chilul Shabbos is a shliach's business. The gneva, the tzvicha mechira, that's utvach l'mechoroi, shliach l'dvaveira is my business. I pay, he gets killed. That's where the Rambam points it out. It's mashma in the Rambam that if I would tell him to shecht on Shabbos, then maybe the halacha would not be so. Right? Mashma in the Rambam. Rambam says clearly, I went and made him a shliach to shecht only on the gneva part. That is my shliach on. On the Shabbos part, I never made him a shliach to shecht on Shabbos. In such a case, I made him a shliach on the gnev, on the shchit tzvicha part, then it relates back to me. But if I would make him a shliach on the Shabbos part, also, since maybe there's a svara to say that regarding the Shabbos, ein shliach l'dvar aveira, it doesn't revert back to me, correct? If I tell you here, go be mechal Shabbos for me, who gets killed, you or me?
You.
The shliach. Not me, not the shliach. Got it. The shliach, not the shliach. Why? Because ain't shliach v'avera. So if I tell him shech the geneva on Shabbos, then bound together with the shlichus on the tvicha and the geneva is the shlichus of Shabbos, which means he's on his own. So in such a case, maybe the Rambam would not say yesh shliach v'alveh. The Rambam is careful to write, I made your shliach to shecht, and he went ahead on shecht and on Shabbos. That's not my diak. The Mishnah Melech says the diak. Look at number 2a. Midiktuk divrei Rabbeinu nearly the dafke b'sha'asa shliach stam sheyishchad loy v'holach shliach v'shachem b'Shabbos ozu duchay v'gan b'tashum edal v'hein. Aval im asa shliach sheyishchad loy b'Shabbos. If I made you shliach to shecht on Shabbos, v'holach shliach v'shachem b'Shabbos, potem tashum edal v'hein. V'taymo mishum demad mischay v'gan v'shchitas shliach. The fact that when the shliach shechts the gneiva am chayev. That's chiddush u'shechitsha teira. The chabol cholotir kula kaimelon. Ein shliach dvar vera. Elashani tvichu mechira. The galikro, the isal de shliach. Bechim de chiddush u. Since it's a chiddush that by tvichu mechira worked through a shliach. And the mishalach is chayef. Ein lanu elahecha shalai nitztarev isacha. Bishlichu zeh. If there's no other vera connected with the shliach. I only made you shliach. For the gneiva, for the shchita part. For the tvichu mechira. But if I make you shliach for the Shabbos part as well, since that does not relate back to me, because ain't shliach v'avera, then the whole action does not relate back to me. That's the way the Magen Mishnah, the Mishnah Melech brings a raya, learns in the Rambam. And he has a proof from another Rambam.
They will both be chayv.
What, in which case?
In this case.
Which case? No, I'm chayv d'alveh, he's chayv misa. Oh, in the Mishnah Melech case? No, in the Mishnah Melech case, I would be potter as a Mishaleach. And he, why? Because it doesn't relate back to me, because the Shlichus was on the Shabbos part.
He's potter for the Dalim Hei also.
The other guy is potter everything, because he's Chayv Nisa.
But the Dalim Hei is Chayv on the
potter Dalim Hei Mishaleach.
He'll be
potter of everything, yeah. Eishet Raveva. What do you mean? Yeshet Raveva for Tzvicha Mechira? Yeah, but it's connected with the Issa Shabbos. They're Eishet Raveva. Then the whole action is not relayed back to me, and therefore Eishet Raveva. That's the Kiddush of Mishnah Melech.
It's not on Shabbos.
Yeah.
What's the Shliach of Chayv?
Dal Vehe.
No, no. Shliach,
nothing.
Nothing?
No. He's also Shlichusoy.
So what's the Gimli?
No. Oh, what do you mean? If what?
In Shliach, in the Stam.
In the Stam? In the Chnami. No. You're right. You're right. It's Chayv Nisa. So anyway, it's Chayv Nisa.
No. Who's Chayv Nisa?
The Shliach.
Why?
On Shabbos?
Not on Shabbos.
Not on Shabbos? Shliach Dovtok.
Tuesday, what?
Shliach Dovtok.
Dovtok, so he's getting nothing.
And Mishalech is chayv during the week.
Dalvei.
Only because in a special case.
Correct, because it's Tvachim Acharon.
But where in the Rambam in Vav does he say, let me ask it then, in Vav where the Shliach is, he's chayv for the Shlichus of the Dalet Vehei, but what about Shabbos?
Shabbos?
Not the Mishnah Melech, the Rambam.
The Rambam? What do you mean? The way the Mishnah Melech learns the Rambam?
No, the way the Rambam is written. Where does he say that the guy gets Misa?
The Rambam is not talking about that. It's only Hilchos Gzela. It's not talking about Hilchos Shabbos. Okay, but obviously it's Chayv Misa. We're talking about Hilchos Gzela. No, that's not a question. The Rambam, every single week, the same story. Shee, maybe you can fix it once and for all. Then on Wednesday night, it doesn't go off at clockwork, 9:45. What? Utvachim Mechara?
What does that mean?
Chiddush Hu Shechit, which means usually Ein Shlech
Dvar Vera. No, I understand that concept. Is it,
are we catching
up the Pasuk this way, or is it?
The Gemara says Utvachim Mechara, Chiddush Hu Shechit Shoteir. I don't know what the language is you want to use. L'mai Nafkamina.
This rule, there is a Nafkamina.
Why?
In other words, the
chiddush
is more like an analogy because this case has logical reasoning.
No, the chiddush is, it's a gzeres hakasev. The yetzim in that usually ain't shem dvar vera, here's yesh shem dvar vera. That's all.
I don't understand that. If it's yetzim in a klal, but if it's based on the Rambam, he's saying that you would be chayav misa if you told him to do it on Shabbos.
So who's chayav misa? The Mishlech is never chayav misa if he tells him to do it on Shabbos. The Ram, the opposite. If I tell him to do it on Shabbos, then even Dalet Vehei I'm not chayev. Why? Because the whole shlichus doesn't relate back to me. Because the Shabbos part doesn't relate back to me. By the way, he has a raya. Where's the Rambam get it from? There's another Rambam says the same thing. Why? There's another case. One other case in Shas that we hold. Yesh liach l'dvar avera. What's one other case? Three cases. Fine. Tzichus Yad. Tzichus Mechira. One other case. Me'ila. Right? The Gemara in Kedushin. Everybody knows Gemara in Kedushin. Talmid Chamim. No Gemara in Kedushin. That Me'ila, which means if I am Moyel the Hekdesh, I have Hekdesh, and I give it to somebody to go spend it, and I don't know it's Hekdesh, so even though I didn't do anything, I'm Chayv Me'ila. Why? Because Me'ila also, the Shliach does it, Yesh Shliach Dvar Avera. Even though technically it's an Avera, and we say Yesh Dvar Avera, he does it on his own. No. In such a case, the Mishlech is Chayv as well. Me'ila. So the Rambam says, in Halacha Perek Zayin, Halacha Aleph, read what it says, Misha Shogag V'lokach Hekdesh Omoz Hekdesh, I was shogeg and I took money from Hekdesh, V'nosnoi L'shliach L'itziya V'teras Chulin, Im also hashliach shlichusoi, if the shliach went and spent it, hamashaleach hushamal. The mashaleach is chayef. Why? If I tell you go do an avera, why am I chayef? Don't do an avera. Ain't shliach dva avera. Your shlicha doesn't relate back to me. The answer is, because by meal as well, the shliach does something, yei shliach dva avera. That's the Rambam. Says the Rambam halacha beis, b'med vorem avurim, kishoyach hatichois mikotshe bede kabais. However, if I give somebody a piece of meat of oila, and if I give a piece of kotshe bedekabais, and he goes and I tell him, go ahead and eat it, I'm chayef, because the mishleach is moyel. But if it was oila anyway, where the halach is, that are you allowed to eat oila? In irrelevant of the halach of me'ila. You're not allowed to eat oila. There's a separate iser to eat the carbon oila, because that's we call oil, has to be burnt completely. It says the Rambam, loy mo'al elo eichel bevad, sharei uchaye b'iser acher, yeser ala me'ila. Same idea. If I make you a shliach to eat a regular kotze bedekabayis, right? So then we say, I'm chaye, me'ila. Why? What do you mean? Ein shliach z'vavere, because you're my shliach, so I'm chaye me'ila. If I gave you to eat oilo, which you're not allowed to eat anyway, there's a separate iser attached to that. So on that separate iser, ein shliach zavera. So then the iser mila, the mishlech is not moal either. So the Mishnah Melech says the same halacha we find by meila, which generally we say yesh shliach zavera. But if there's another iser involved that he transgresses, it doesn't relate back to the original person. Ein shliach zavera on the whole thing. So too by Tzvicha. Tzvicha, B'Shava, the same thing.
But the Rambam specifically says it only applies here. B'kala Torah Kula.
I know. Eitzeh Dvavere V'Ele B'Mila Levada Shnei Avri Mo Isa Acher. I know. We're going to get to that in a minute. What that means, not clear what that means. Correct.
No, but it's also a little different. I mean,
why is it different?
So it's not such a riot, but the fact that Rambam explains himself here.
It doesn't explain over there.
Maybe
I know. That's a question. And not only that, but it happens to be a Rambam in Pirsha Mishnayis on page 1a that says, clearly not like this Rambam. Look at the Rambam says in number 1, Im shochat hu biyode biyom kippurim, lo yischayv tashlum avachuvish lepishum chiv koris. Vizavach makshalom chiv koris loike. Uklaz zeh non meitzalam en makshalam. Now, Avol, second line, Avol yischayv tashlum avo vechamisho, im mosa la'acher lishchayt loy biyom kippurim. I know. So here he says, I tell you specifically to shecht it on Yom Kippur, then I am chayev. And the tour learns in the Rambam, look in 1a, also shliach, look what he writes, also shliach 1a, lishchoid loy b'shabbos, v'ashliach shochet b'shabbos, because the Rambam shuchayev, shem v'chiyuv, misa, leganov. So he learns the Rambam, not like the Mishnah Lamelech. Yossi, you have 1a? Yeah? In other words, the Tur himself learns in the Rambam, not like the Mishnah Lamelech. The Tur himself learns in the Rambam that if I made a Mashiach to Shech on Shabbos, still, the Mashiach is Chayev. Why? Because no Kamli Laminei, and he is Chayev, Kutvachay Machoray. And the Mishnah Lamelech doesn't learn like that Pshat in the Rambam. Clearly, the Machlik is Tur and the Mishnah Lamelech. Okay, that's one problem. But the other problem is what? Why?
Because
The Torah is talking about the Rambam's case.
No, not before. I'm saying the Rambam that wrote down in Hilchos Mi'ilah and the one.
Okay.
Because in Hilchos Mi'ilah, it's sort of not, he's not telling him. On Shabbos, right? The Shabbos,
he doesn't know either, it's Gneiva.
He knows it's Shabbos.
He knows it's Shabbos. He's not telling him. What's the difference if he's telling him or not?
The difference is the Shliach, whether or not Shliach has Das and what he's doing or not.
Meaning, you can't say Devar Av, Devar Tam, Devar Mishaymin. If he doesn't know about it. There's a Gemara in Bamtzi about that. Yeah, okay. Okay. I mean, over there he doesn't know, because what? No, but Issa Achi does know. By the Oila. Excuse me, he knows it's Oila.
Okay, yeah, the Issa Achi.
So, and the Issa Achi knows, and
then he went out, so then he
and then he went and did it, and therefore we say, then the Rabbi says, such a case, and according to the tour, on Shabbos, where he knows, we say, Ein Sheikh Zavere. So according to the Torah, there's a question, the Rambam over here and the Rambam over there. Right? The question is on the Torah, the way the Torah learns the Rambam, and the way the Rambam Ila says, what's the difference between both cases? So the truth is like this. So the question really on the Torah, again, the Rambam itself, we're going to get to later on. But if you learn not like the Mishnah Melech, if you learn like the Torah, so the way the Torah learns in the Rambam, he says, when it comes to Shabbos, I know I'm doing Chilul Shabbos, and I know I'm stealing at the same time shechting for him. So we say, no, that's Israel, even though I'm doing them both together, and I know it's Shabbos, and I went and I did like he told me, Ein Sheikh Zavere, the whole action is already compromised, I'm doing it on my own, and the Meshlech is not Chayav Zaltei. But when it comes to Me'ilah, where I know it's the Israel that I cannot do it, and I went ahead and did it, there, the Me'ilah part, the Meshlech is still Chayav. What's the difference? No, there he says Meshlech is, no, Meshlech is Potter.
As long as you have another Isser mixed in.
If you have another mixed in, the Meshlech, it wipes out the Shlichus, correct?
Yeah.
Correct. So the question is, and according to the Torah, if there's another Aveira mixed in, the Rambam, if there's another Aveira, it does not wipe out the Shlichus, Meshlech is still Chayav. So what's the difference between Me'ilah and what thing? What?
Another aveira mixed in. Not a case on Shabbos. There's another aveira mixed in. The only difference is, did I give it to you on Shabbos or not give it to you on Shabbos?
I know, but the shlichus, another aveira is mixed into the shlichus.
How?
If you don't tell him to do it on Shabbos,
then he did that on his own.
No,
he did it on his own. That's not my shlichus. The shlichus part is not the Shabbos. The Shabbos part is not the shlichus part. I never told you when I had it, did on Shabbos. That's not another aveira mixed in.
That's what you mean by mixing the shlichus. Okay.
Meaning, but if my shlichus is doing on Shabbos, or I tell him, eat this piece of carbon on Yom Kippur, on an oiler, eat this piece of carbon. So then the Rambam says, no, I don't care. There's another Issur mixed in, then I'm not chayiv. But when I tell him, shech this on Shabbos, then there's another aveira mixed in, I am chayiv. What's the difference? The way the Torah learns pshat. Right. So the way the Maritz says pshat, Pashat pshat, the way the Maritz says pshat, and we're not doing this, because I think we actually discussed this Maritz 2 years ago. 2 years ago in Meruba, we had a similar Gemara, and we discussed the Maritz. So I'm not going to go through Maritz, I just want to bring it in quickly. Maritz says very simple, he says that, I actually remember this, I'm sure others also remember this, I didn't want to say this. But the Maritz says a Svara, and he says, I think the Svara is, that by Me'ilah, so the Aveira is the act of Me'ilah. The act of eating it, the act of spending it, that's the Maisa Aveira. And if there you do it, Issa Achim Urboi, then the whole action does not relate back to me, like the Rambam says. Right? Because the act is the Maisa Achila, or the Maisa spending it, that's the Me'ilah act. And there's the Issa Achim mixed in together, the whole thing doesn't relate to me, says the Maritz. Masha'en came by Tvichu Mechira, or by Shlichus Yad even, it's not the act of Tvicha is the Aveira, is the continuation of the Gneva, but that I am, that's what it is, I am enjoying, or I'm getting more from this Gneva than just stealing it, I'm actually able to shecht it and benefit from it. So it's the result, I think that's what he says, the result is what counts over here, not the actual Maisa Tvicha. And therefore he says, oh, by Shlichus Yad, when I give it to somebody, I'm a shomer, and I give it to somebody to destroy it or to use it, so the fact that it was used, not that you, there's no action, the actual shlichus yad, but the fact that it was done, I benefit from the fact it was done. And therefore he says, over there, where the result is what counts, not the actual action, there issa achem urav boy is not in effect. Because at the end of the day, I had a tzvicha done at my behest. So therefore, even though the action was compromised because issa achem urav boy, and on that the day shlichus v'aveira, but the main thing is not the action, the main thing is the result, and the result was established, and therefore, in such a case, even if it's the Achim Uraboy, the Mishleach is Chayef. That's the Svarah of the Marit. You want to see it inside? Number 4, Issa Barisi B'Marit, Iksayf Quotes, Mechidush Be'egish Mekadosh, Shekosaf, Mashkosaf, Rama Shebuchalat Erekula. Let me see, Shlech Dvaver, El B'Mila. See, the question is, what if Rama says only B'Mila? Why is that? V'Arei Shlech Ziyad, Abishir Dvaver, V'Chem Tvich Mechirbi, Eshlaim Le Daitoi. The Hodi Golub Shlech Ziyad, by shlichus yad, when I give my mitziah, when I give my shmira for something to somebody else, lav midin shlichus hu, ela midin pesheya, shechiyev akosav es hashemel, bein shpal de'atz, bein shpal de'achem, fi sheshmiras elov. In other words, I'm supposed to watch it, and I let somebody else abuse it. So the chiyev is not because somebody does an action of abusing it. I am negligent by letting it be abused. V'haynu, d'chsiv, al kodah pesha, filo dibu pesha mikri, ha mishlucha tzeler v'edrem, l'esham ala potter. Utvicha nami, look what he says, 4a. By tvicha mechira, afilu tvacha le dekoton, de la bashlichusu, mechayev, dumi de mechira, de le kopitko el al mashenene mimenu, bein min abosa, bein min adomim. In other words, whether you sold it, so now you enjoyed the money, or you shechted it, now you have meat, that's what the Torah cares about. So it's not the actual action itself. So therefore, even though the action, there's no shlichus on the action because it's done on Shabbos, so the Rambam doesn't make a difference. At the end of the day, at my behest, I have now, instead of an animal, I have meat, I have an extra benefit from the Gneva, that's already Chayev, makes me Chayev, Mishlech is always Chayev. As opposed to Me'ila, the Rambam says, clearly, it's the act of Me'ila is a Mechayev, and therefore, if the Me'ila, there's another Isser, it doesn't relate back to me, that's the Svarah of the Marit. Okay, agree, disagree, Svarah of the Marit. Well, if it's too good, why?
Then it's not an exception to
Right. And exactly. That's they asked the question to that. Gemara seems to indicate Kamp Shlichus, you're right. Something to do with Shlichus is that the action is done, the result.
And he doesn't have benefit from the navel?
Why, what?
He doesn't have benefit from the navel?
Until it's shechted, no.
But then it's everything all hitting at once.
No, that's the point. After the tzvich is done, that's my avera. Then what? The extra pun, and now I have something else to benefit, not just I stole the animal, but I can use the animal, that's the tzvich I'm chayev on. So even if you do it, and you have another is involved, then that doesn't revert back to me, but at the end of the day, at my behest, I got the animal shechted, and now I can use it more, that's already mechayev me. So therefore, even if there's another is Shabbos involved, that's the heritage of the marit. Comes along the stipler, and he says, well, that's not really true. Why? Because he found the Gemara, that's what I want to speak about, 20 minutes. He found the Gemara in Me'ila, that says that by Me'ila also, the Isser is not the actual Me'ila, but the fact that it's being spent, and that's why Yeshliach, by Me'ila. What does he bring, Araya? Look in the Gemara over here, in number 3. Sholach biyat chere shay to the katon, if I sent the money, Rashi says, Sholach pruta shel hektish biyat pikeach. Right? Maybe that's a different case. Sholach biyat chere shayt v'katan. Wrong Rashi. Sholach biyat chere shayt v'katan. If I sent the money to a chere shayt v'katan. In other words, I had money from hektish, and I gave it to a child, and I said, go spend it, go change the money at the chenvani, at the storekeeper. Im osu shlichusoi, if they went and they spent it, balabayis mal. Then the balabayis does mila. Why is he chai mila? After all, eishir dvavera. Arye, what's the reason? Why?
Because
by mila, yeshir dvavera. Right, so therefore I gave it. Wait. Shalom v'atcheyesh adikot im osu shlichusoi, balabayis mal. Lo esu shlichusoi. If they didn't do the shlech, didn't give it over, didn't do it the right way, chenvani moel, the other guy, the storekeeper's moel, but not the balabais. But clearly the Mishnah says that im osu shlichusoi, then the balabais is moel. Comes the Gemara and asks the question, by the star, v'halab b'nei shlichus ninu, a cotton can't be a shliach. So what do you mean? Yemoyel, he's not your shliach anyway. What do you tell me? Yeh shliach dva avera, he's not your shliach. V'la b'nei shliach ninu. Am Reb Lozo, says Reb Lozo, asom kema'aton shal zesim. I made it like the Gemara says, we consider by Me'ila like the ma'aton shal zesim, which is like the juice of the olives. Ditnan, ha'zesim eivasai mekabotumah, mishiyazu, the zesim amekabotumah. Once they become moisture, there's moisture on top of them, the olives. So zeyas ha'maton, v'loi zeyas ha'kupa. What does that mean? Says Rashi, by Beis, asom, l'cheresheit v'katon, the cheresheit v'katon, yishliach, are like ma'aton shal zesim, ditnan. Ha'zesim eivasai mekabotumah, mishiyazu, zeyas ha'maton, shemachma, shemunochim be'maton, v'doichak. They're squeezed in, mischamimenu, mizeyas, tipa shemen, and they start sweating droplets of oil. With that sweat, nichelele balabayis. Then the balabayis is happy. Mishum the kvar matchil in the kainson. Then he's ready, getting ready to bring them and squeeze them in the olive press. V'chivin the nichele ba'izaya harein mukshorin. In other words, it's considered enough that it's Nichud, the Balabais is okay with it. Oh, there's enough moisture. Or not, one second, another case says, if I need my Erev brought to another place, I can even put it on top of a donkey or on top of a monkey or on top of an elephant and it brings it over to the other side. So the Gemara says over here also, the Svar is, which means that even though, what the Gemara is trying to say is, when it comes to Mila, you don't really need him to be your shliach. As long as the result gets done, I wanted the money spent by who? By the shulchani, that already, that's the chiyuv by me'ila. So therefore, even though they're cutting it, nothing by shliach, it's already the me'ila is done through me, and I'm chayiv. Comes the stipler and says, according to the Maharit, the whole difference between me'ila and gneivah. That by gneivah we say, if there's something else involved, then it doesn't make a difference. It's the achem, it's tar avoy. It doesn't make a difference. You're still chayev. Why? Because the result is what counts. By shlicha is the fact that I'm able to change the animal from a live animal to a shechted animal. I can use it. So you don't really need my shliach. So therefore, even if I come to do Shabbos, it doesn't make a difference. At the end of the day, the result is what matters and I'm chayev. Mashenkin, by Mila, the Rambam says, the result doesn't matter. Why? Because the main thing is that very day gets done. And therefore, if there's oila and he can't do it for a different reason, says the sniper, I just show you Beferish Gemara that says, well, slow down. I just show you Beferish Gemara that says, thereby Mila also, if I give money to a child and the child is not my shliach, but the money gets spent, the Mila is to me. Why? Because at the end of the day, I wanted the money being spent. And therefore, the sniper says, what's the pshat in the Marit? We see clearly not like that in the Gemara. What's the tenet so poshut? I don't know why I'm even asking this question. Give me a second. Let somebody else attempt to give the answer, because I know you got the answer. What's the answer? Shlomi, you had a question?
The difference seems to be who's getting the benefit. In other words, in the Mehila case, the person eating the karma. In the case of the katan, the benefit's going directly to the mishalech.
Is it going to the benefit of the mishalech?
Well, that's the terror of the Gemara, that he's getting the benefit.
Because he wants it spent.
Right.
I am giving you to cut the shliach, and the Mila is spending it.
Whatever, the Gemara's terrors is that he's getting...
The Mila is spending it. What's the terrors? Well, what's the Mila? The fact that it's being used, right? Mila is, my money is not supposed to be touched, and it's being spent. Who is spending it? I'm not spending it. The cousin is spending it.
He's spending it on your behalf.
So?
What's the cousin getting out of it? He's doing the action.
Is that your terrors?
No, there's two stated in the Mi'ilah. The Rabbi himself gave two examples. So, by Mi'ilah, the Ola, that's what the Ma'arit Svarah makes sense.
Why?
Because it's about eating the food. It's not about, you don't care about the result. You want to eat the Mi'ilah. It's about the Ma'is Achila. By Mi'ilah Berek Abayis, then that would be the same as the
that's
other.
Right. You're giving the same terms. You told Pasha, the stipler has his whole simon in the stipler. And I hold his vom shukim. Okay, the Marit is not so poshut, but the stipend basically
but
says.
We're only talking about Me'ila by Ola.
Right. So the way the stipend explains it is, he says there's two types of Me'ila. There's Me'ila of Haitzah, and there's Me'ila of Hanah. Right. I'm chayef twice from Me'ila. Once I'm a chayef by spending it, That's one form of mila. There's another form of mila that if I'm nehneh from something, I'm also spending it, right? But the mila is not the hanah. Mila is the spending part of it, right? The fact that I'm making it, I'm taking it away from hekdesh. That's a form of mila. There's two ways I can take away from hekdesh. Either I can throw it in the garbage or give it to somebody, spend it, I'm taking it away from the kedusha of the hekdesh, or I can be moyel the hekdesh by having hanah from it. It's also a form of spending it, not the achila part, but the hanah is a form of getting rid of the kedusha, because now I'm taking it away from the kedusha of hekdesh, it's in my stomach. So it's two forms of mila. So says the Seifler that where does the Ram, where does the Gemara say that mi'ila, the main, even the katan works? Why? Because I am chayev, the Mishnech is chayev. That's where the mi'ila is the spending it. Why? He said like this. He says because really, who is the one who's making the mi'ila? Who is the one who's making the kinyan? Who is the one who's deciding to spend it? The Mishnech. Yes, you are my shliach. But you're not my shliach to actually spend it. You like the donkey, you like the monkey in the Gemara. You like the elephants. You just, you know, you're the Maisa Kaif. You're just the one who's actually doing it. But the das or the meila aspect, that's results oriented. That's done by the mishleach, and therefore says the Gemara, the mishleach is always chayef, even if ain't shlichus lekatan. Masha Enkin, he says. When the Rambam says that by oila, right, when I'm eating it, so I'm doing mi'ila, correct? So what mi'ila is he talking about? The fact that I'm using it for myself? The fact that I'm picking it up? And if I'm taking it away from Hekdesh, right? Because I'm telling you here, take this piece of meat. Here, it's for you, a piece of meat. And you take it all, this little good piece of meat. Oh, a mila, says the disciple. The second I pick it up, I'm doing mila. So I knew it's oila. So then, why is Mishleach chayev? The answer is, because the Rambam says there's an issa acha muravoy. There's another issa involved. When does that issa kick in? Not when I'm picking up. When I pick up the oila, I'm not getting an issa. The issa acha muravoy is when I'm eating the oila. So when the Rambam says there's another issa, he's not talking about the fact that I picked up the oila and I'm using that for myself, about to eat it. The meila is the fact that I'm nehneh from it. That's the point when I'm taking it away from hekdesh. So and at that point, this is acha muravoy. Says the Rambam, on the nehneh part, you cannot revert back to me. You can't say the result is what counts. It's clearly the meisa. And since there's an acha muravoy in that meisa, Mishalech is not chayef, and that's what Rambam says. Only in that case, the Rambam says, only that mila case, that we say it's acha muravoy, and in such a case, we say it doesn't revert back to Mishalech, because this is dano. Matein came in the other mila, which Rambam does not case, or in the case of tricha, it's result oriented, and even if it's acha muravoy, in such a case, you still Mishalech will be chayef.
So let the nana esser go to the person that consumed it, but then the other esser for spending it should go back to the original.
I know, but there the mila part happens at the hana. So look how he says this word. Look, Abba, number 7. Aber Master Kosher Rambam dehe mis arab is a ache botla kola shlichus was mi la meilen number 7 des bei den shlichus botla shlichus sei ze mayri be meila da hano de ha etzem hano ein a mashleach is a klau rak a shliach u anene ve ein lechay ve sam shliach ele mit den shlichus mamish des rabbe shlich dva ver be meila. In other words, really, let's say I give somebody not a piece of oiva, I give somebody some other kachay bedek avayis, right? I say, this is kachay bedek avayis, right? A piece of meat, kachay bedek avayis. And I give it to you to eat. And you're eating it. Who's chayev?
Why would it be different
than
it's a different
meila
case? Why?
So who's chayev? Mishaleach. Mishaleach is chayev. Because by meila, yeshlech v'avera. So it says the type, if I give you a regular piece of kachay bedek avayis, which is kachim, and you're nana from it, who's chayev? Even though you're nana, I'm chayev. Why? Because by mi'ila, the mishleach is chayev. There the Rambam says, since the isser mi'ila is the hana aspect, if there's another isser mu'uravoy, for example, it's oila, where you're not allowed to eat it because of oila anyway, then the hana part does not revert back to me. Such a case, the Rambam says, the shliach is chayev, it doesn't revert back to me. Mashen kein, if it's a regular, what don't you understand?
Because
I could split it there because, let's say I wanted to, the mice are using the animals. So let's say you use the animal, you shechted it. Okay, so it's already meila at that point.
Meila shechting. Which one are you talking about?
Well, in other words,
in meila or gneiva.
Meila.
Okay.
Meila and anah. Right. So that we talked about. The guy's eating it and he's having anah. But then there's an iser factor of meila, just using the funds.
Correct.
So you can split those.
You want to say that as soon as he picks up the thing, he's ready doing Mi'ilah, and that's to revert back to Mishleach. But I know, but there's no Issa Achav Muravoy. So clearly when the Rambam says, there's Issa Achav Muravoy, it must be talking about the Ano aspect.
Right, so my question is the guy Chayev also? I want to only go point. The Mishleach and the Mishleach, are they both Chayev? That's what I meant.
So you haven't removed it from Hekmish until you ate it.
No,
if you want to be koinit, maybe not. No, you can't. You can't be koinit from hekdesh. The only time mila works is if you give it to somebody else, right? You give it to balabai, to chenvoni, then it's in lieu of the money, that's expensive. If I pick it up, it's nothing.
If the bezek advice is kassif, and I use kassif, and
I bought something with it, then yes. Then I'm moiti the hekdesh. No, but if I pick it up, I'm not doing hekdesh.
What he's saying is that by Berak HaBayis, the Isser is removing it, the object from Hekdesh's possession. By Kedushas HaGuf, the Isser is Isser HaNor.
Is that true? By Kedushas HaGuf, the Isser is HaNor?
Based on this, that's what it sounds like.
No.
And a HaNor, I can't relate back to the
Mishaleach. Right, that's the thing. The HaNor cannot relate back.
Hekdesh, I could,
no, HaNor does relate back to the Mishaleach. Yes. If there's no Isser HaMur, boy, and you eat it, who's Chayef? I'm Chayef.
But by which now?
In a case where it's not Eilah.
By not by
Berak HaBayis.
Exactly.
Nothing. I'm
saying it's not
Issa HaNor. Exactly. Why not Berak HaBayis? Well, you're telling by Berak HaBayis, even the Issa
HaNor
is only
Issa
Lekicha.
Is it removing it from
Hekdesh? Oh, that's what he's saying. He's saying Svar in general.
But it's intrinsically.
You understand the difference, bro? You want to be Mechalik between Berak HaBayis and Kedushas HaGuf. That every Berak HaBayis, by definition, even if you eat it, right, is not more than taking it away. And therefore, that can always relate back to me. Mashenkin by Issa HaGuf, then Kedushas HaGuf. It, the definition, the only way you can take it away from Hekdesh, because the Kedush HaGuf is only if you eat it. And that's Issa HaNor, and therefore that doesn't matter. Yeah, that's good. Don't say that, but that's a good svar. No, I like your svar. Makes a lot of sense. You hear what he's saying?
Now I understand. The point is the HaNor.
No, it makes sense. No. That's it. No, his point is that.
No,
so it makes sense then.
We go back to the
Kedushas HaGuf. Kedushas HaGuf, since it always belongs to Hekdesh, so the only way you get rid of the Kedushas HaGuf is by eating it.
Right.
Eating it cannot relate back to the Mishleach. Even after you have the Pasuk of Me'ilah going back to the Mishleach. But I'm not sure if that's true, by the way. Let's say there's only Sa'ach and Mulaboy. Let's say there's only Sa'ach, right. Let's say it's Shlomim, right, or something that I could eat. Well, you can't
there's
eat
no
anyway.
There's no meal by
kashrut. So in other words, I don't think there's such a scenario. Every kedushas haguf that is meal going to be by is this achav muravoy.
What about
the
zohar eating kachet kachet? That's interesting.
Zohar eating kachet kachet. You're
saying it's anyone eating ola, right?
So it's also it's achav muravoy, correct? Irrelevant of meal apart.
But the whole point of it going back is based the fact that it's an ola, not because you're eating.
No, I know, but the ola aspect. Which is the eating part? The eating of the oil is forbidden.
You can eat anything, theoretically.
No, oil you're not allowed to eat.
That's my point. In other words, if it wasn't an ola, it's a good point.
No, that's
there's no issue of ola. If it's a karma, you're allowed.
That's true, but theoretically.
I know this is the case.
No, but conceptually, it's not the fact that it's an ola, it's the fact that you're eating it. That's the
so you agree with this disciple as opposed to his svar.
It's an ola and you're eating.
I don't know what I'm saying.
You need both.
Hey, he's not saying the same svar. I hear your svar, I hear his svar. You're saying the you're saying the stifler. You agree to the stifler part. No, it's not the it's the oila aspect, not the issa eating. No, he says the kedusha aspect. Is that correct?
It's the oila with the eating.
It's the oila with the eating part.
Who cares?
Correct. That's clearly it. Must be the oila with the eating part. Both together make me.
Reb Chaim distinguishes between kachet kachet and kachet berak habayis. The kachet berak habayis, the way it attains its kedusha is that. First, it becomes property of Hekdesh, and once it becomes property of Hekdesh, then it attains its Kedusha. But Kedusha's a good, it never becomes property.
Correct.
Of Hekdesh. It intrinsically becomes.
Correct.
Kedusha, and which again would explain how the two meals would work differently. That the Me'ilah of eating Kedusha's a good.
I got it. Same svar.
Yeah.
It's automatically. So the only way you do it is by destroying the Kedushas HaGuf, and it's by eating it. Mashiach, every kachet berak habayis, you have to get it rid from Hekdesh.
Remove it from Hekdesh,
Yeah, I agree with you, Svara.
It doesn't matter if I do B or Shliach, it doesn't matter.
I agree with you, Svara. But only question is, would that be true in a case of Kedushas Haguf? It doesn't exist. A Kedushas Haguf, which is no Isa'ach Amuva Boy, would it revert back to the Mishleach? You say there's no such thing. Because only this Isa'ach Amuva Boy. Right, you're probably right. Yes, Svara? Makes a lot of sense. Makes a lot of sense. In other words, so now everything makes sense. In other words, you can hold like the Rambam in the tour, which means that if you steal something and you tell him to shecht it on Shabbos, it doesn't make a difference. Still, you chayv dal vehei. I is achemura boy. No, because the tvich and the mechira, it's the result what counts, not the actual action. You can hold the meila by what thing? Spending something. It's the result which counts. It's not the action. Where does the Rambam say Isa'ach Amura Boy changes the whole thing and it doesn't convert back to me? That's where the action counts. What is that case? In the case of Kedushas Haguf. Kedushas Haguf, the only thing that counts, the meal is not the result that I wanted it spent, but the meal is the actual achila that the Rambam says can never revert back to me. So therefore, but then the Svar is not because Isa'ach Amura Boy. The Svar is because it's Hanah, and Hanah does not revert back to me. That's not so good according to you. According to the disciple, it's a little bit better. Then in such a case, it's Achamura boy, and in such a case, it's going to affect the Achamura boy, so the whole Shlichus is bottle. Okay, but that's basically the three concepts over here in our little Gemara over here in Ksuvos. Okay.